International aid agencies are warning of a humanitarian disaster in Yemen. They say nearly 20 million people are in urgent need of food, water, and medical aid. The relief organizations blame Saudi Arabia's deadly airstrikes and its naval blockade of Yemen for the crisis. Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allies have launched fresh retaliatory attacks on Saudi forces in border areas. Yemeni media say a number of Saudi soldiers were killed during the raid on the Jabal al-Dukhan region in Jizan. Earlier, Yemeni fighters killed four Saudi soldiers in the same region. And U.S. police have cleared two officers involved in the fatal shooting of an unarmed African-American man last August. The Los Angeles Police Department found the shooting of mentally ill Azelle Ford justified. The investigators say that's because the 25-year-old struggled for control of one of the patrolman's gun. Afghan officials say the Taliban militants have launched a major assault on a remote area in northeastern Badakhshan province. They say an intense battle is raging on between Afghan security forces and the Taliban in the Amgan district. The militants are advancing towards the local police headquarters. Turkey's main opposition party has warned of a possible fraud in Sunday's general elections. The Republican People's Party has sent circulars to its provincial and district branches asking them to conduct a serious check of identity and prevent the use of proxy votes. Russia's President Vladimir Putin blames the West for the crisis unfolding in Ukraine. Putin says the current situation could have taken a totally different turn if Americans and Europeans hadn't actively supported the 2014 ouster of Ukraine's former president, Viktor Yanukovych. Burns writes. And UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has slammed as appalling the allegations of child sexual abuse by French and African Union soldiers in the Central African Republic. Last month, a UN report revealed that foreign troops had engaged in the sexual abuse of hungry refugee children in the country.